This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. I'm Laura, and I'm recording this afternoon here in Niceville, and I have with me today Melissa Smith with Moms with Mops, also here in Niceville. So thank you for joining me today, Melissa.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. I'm excited to hear about your business and about your journey and to have you share that with our listeners. So just to kind of get us started, tell us a little bit about Moms with Mops.
Well, Moms with Mops is located right here in Niceville. It's mm-hmm. our local company. It's more than just a cleaning business. We are a cleaning business, of course, but it's also a family business, and it's family and veteran operated. Nice. And owned and operated. Brett, my husband and co-owner, retired from the Air Force after 22 years of service. Brittany, my daughter-in-law, keeps everything running smoothly as our office manager. Shelly and Hazuk, our training manager and team lead, have been with me for years, and they are like family to us. We provide specialized cleaning services for homes and businesses, and we also do some vacation rentals.
So. Okay. So how long has Moms with Mops been in business?
We have been in business since 2009.
Okay. And what is, tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get into this business, or how'd you get here? What made you want to start a cleaning business?
Well, I launched Moms with Mops back in 2009 when I was a single mom, juggling two kids, a full-time job, and I need some extra income.
Sure.
So during the week, I was deep in the legal world, and on the weekends, you'd find me with a mop in hand, usually with my kids in tow. Anna Weston helped me build the business and even helped brainstorm our catchy name. They helped me come up with that. They both worked with me until I ventured off to college in the Air Force.
Okay.
And then in 2013, I married my husband, Brett, and with his three kids, we became a busy family of seven.
Yeah, I bet. Wow.
And wanting more time with the kids and a bit more flexibility, I dove into Moms with Mops full time. And 15 years later, here we are. We're still going strong. And in 2021, we actually opened our beautiful office space on Bailey Drive in Niceville. Yes. And it's been quite a journey, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah. Wow. 15 years. That's a long time. Isn't it crazy when you think 2009 was 15 years ago? Like, that doesn't...
It's impossible.
I know. That's so crazy. Wow, but that's a long time. So that's a successful business. So what do you think is attributed to all of your success with your business? I mean, 15 years is a long time. So what do you think has helped you be so successful?
Well, I'm definitely the team around me. I mean, absolutely. I think I would not be able to make it without my husband at all. He was right here every minute building this office space, which... Oh my gosh, if I tell you how long it took, you won't believe me. We actually started in June after they remodeled. We started in June, and it took us until the night before opening in October, 11 o'clock that night. Then we were ready to go. So he's definitely been very huge with that. Of course, my children and now my daughter-in-law working with me, which is just great. She and I, we're both Libras, so we get along great. And it's really my team, my family, and the people around me.
True family business.
Absolutely.
So how many people do you have on your team there?
Well, of course, Brittany, that I mentioned before, is my office manager. And then we have Shelly, who is our training manager, Hazuk, who's a team lead, Emily, who she's been with us a little less time than the other two. But quite a long time, and she's kind of moving her way up to maybe being a training manager. And then we have a new person on board named Tatiana, and she is quite amazing. So I feel very fortunate to have her on board now.
Yeah.
And that's our small team right now.
Okay. So tell me about your service area. How far do you guys go? What areas do you service?
Well, probably our furthest away clients, of course, we're in Niceville, so we go to Crestview, Fort Walton, Destin, all those areas. Our furthest away clients, we have a new client in Navarre, and then the others would probably be Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay.
So go up to 45 minutes-ish from the office.
Okay. Perfect. And you said residential and commercial?
Yes, and some vacation units as well.
And vacation units. Yeah. Okay. So tell me, what do you think are some things that maybe people might misunderstand about your industry, or some things that maybe you guys do differently? Anything you want to share specific to that with our listeners?
Sure. One misconception is that you need bleach and other harsh chemicals to clean and sanitize. And that's far from the truth. Most of our products are eco-friendly, and not only because they are better for the planet, but because they are safer for our team and our clients. And their pets.
Yeah.
And they really work too. I mean, they really do work. So you don't really need the harsh chemicals.
Okay.
And probably another misconception is that the idea that only wealthy people can afford housekeeping services. We've made it our mission to tailor our services to fit just about any budget.
Okay.
So anyone can afford it.
Yeah. Good to know. Okay. So elaborate a little bit on the cleaning chemicals. One of the chemicals I hate the smell of the most, and I can always tell when something's been cleaned with it, is ammonia.
I hate
the smell, and I'm so sensitive to it. It's such a terrible smell, but so I'm interested in this green cleaning, or the cleaning, you know, with the safer, products. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, there's a ton of stuff on the market. I mean, I love all the Method products and the different things like that. I also purchased some concentrated products from, I think it's called, what's the business called now? They've changed it. Anyway, it's a place in Dallas. And so they're diluted. So I basically mix those with water, and then I also mix some of my own products.
Okay,
so
nice.
Kind of a combination of those things. The last two things is what we use to clean every day.
Yeah. And some of those are probably honestly better for the surfaces you're cleaning too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And less expensive in the long run.
Okay.
A lot of people think that anything eco-friendly is going to be super expensive, but honestly, it's not. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be harsh.
Okay. Very good to know. And you mentioned health benefits. Some of those chemicals are pretty harsh if you're breathing them in and taking those.
And you know, the reason that I kind of moved in that direction was because when I first started the company, I would go out and meet with clients and, you know, potential clients. And so many times I heard them say, well, I had someone really great for years, but then she got cancer. And, you know, so now she can't work. And I just kept hearing that over and over again. And so it really made me kind of dig in and see what this stuff was made of. And I was like, wow, there's some really toxic stuff in here that you're breathing every day and you're leaving behind in the house. And so that's really what kind of opened my eyes and started making me look for other, you know, alternatives to what was on the market. And I think what we do now is amazing and they work really great.
So, yeah. Gets the job done and it's safer for a lot of reasons. So
absolutely.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that. Can you describe maybe any challenges or hardships or struggles you think that you've had that have maybe helped you be so successful in owning your own business?
COVID hit us pretty hard, no doubt, as it did everyone. That first month of shutdown, we lost 40% of our income.
Oh, wow.
We lost some employees too. I mean, everyone was scared. But we kept our doors open. And within a few months, most of our clients had trickled back. And we gained some new clients who basically were prioritizing, you know, safety and cleanliness because, again, it was very scary. Sure. And we, you know, and my team was amazing. I mean, we trained, we did video meetings, and we just we worked every day to be as safe as possible and make sure that everyone we were around was safe. So scary time, but you know, that tough year paved the way for something pretty exciting. And in 2021, we opened our own brick and mortar location.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So when a lot of people are working from home, I opened an office space. Big gamble, but it's been great. And it was well worth it, I think.
Yeah. Well, hopefully all those people working from home looked around their home and realized, wow, the place needs clean.
Absolutely. We got lots of those calls.
That sounds like me completely. So tell me a little bit about what you guys like to do for fun. Tell me a little bit about your family. I know you guys are here in Niceville, as well. So are you from this area or?
I grew up in North Georgia. You might just have a little bit of an accent when I say that. But I've been here since 2006.
Okay.
And Niceville is a wonderful place to raise your kids. I mean, it just is. And so I've just really loved it. And of course, I mean, for fun, family is everything to me. With five kids and five grandkids, you know, there's always something going on, whether it's a birthday celebration or a holiday. So we get together at least once a month, but usually more often. I mean, if we don't see each other every weekend, we feel lost. So we usually manage to do something every weekend pretty much. But we make sure, you know, to host some family game nights and just, you know, just kind of slow down a little bit and laugh, you know, play some games. And, you know, life's really about those moments spent laughing and just being together.
Yeah. Well, and being a business owner is hard and it's a lot of work and it's very time consuming. So you have to be very intentional about setting aside time for things like that. And it sounds like you have been able to do that. So are you lucky enough to have most of your family is here close by then? The kids have stayed close and?
Well, we have two that have moved off to Brazil.
Oh, okay.
That's a long story for another podcast. And so we have a granddaughter in Brazil as well. Wow. So a son and daughter and a granddaughter. Okay. But then most everyone else is pretty close.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, very nice. Well, so what's the best way for people to reach out to you that maybe want to see about getting an estimate or a quote or just finding out more about different, about your services? What's the best way for people to learn more and to reach out to you?
We always welcome walk-ins. We're located at 115 Bailey Drive, Suite 1 in Niceville. They can also call or text Brittany or myself. She can be reached at 850-461-5793. I can be reached at 850-460-5085. We're also on all the social media pages, so look for Moms with Mops there, Facebook especially. Yeah. They can also email us at momswithmops1@gmail.com, or they can contact us on our website at momswithmops.com. Okay. any way they wish, they can reach out.
lots of ways to reach out. Before we wrap up, any last minute or last things you want our listeners to know about your business?
Well, I would like to mention the fact we have, there is something that we do that's really close to our hearts. Our partnership with Cleaning for a Reason. And it's an amazing nonprofit that offers free cleaning services for people battling cancer.
Oh, wow. Is that a nonprofit that's here locally? I'm not familiar.
No, they're actually out of Dallas.
Okay.
And Emily, our tech who takes care of those special clients, has the most beautiful heart of service.
Aww.
And she absolutely loves working with those clients.
That's amazing.
So we're very grateful to her for that.
Yeah. And I'm sure they really appreciate her very much.
They adore her. They do.
That's such a great service. I had not heard of that before.
Just one more note, you know, if someone wants to, if they're interested in that service, they can contact us directly. There's a website. We can actually help them register just so that the nonprofit gets, you know, the information and gets, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but they like to have everything run through that service.
Yeah.
But it's great. We can help them sign up. And if they want to go to cleaningforareason.org, they can also sign up that way.
cleaningforareason.org. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. We'll make sure we have that on our blog as well when we post the link to the podcast so people have that. So that's a great way to give back. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Well, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you being here and telling the listeners about your business. If you as a listener have been looking for house cleaning and have just been waiting for the right moment, please reach out to Melissa or Brittany with Moms with Mops and reach out to them, get an estimate, get a quote, whatever. I'm sure they will take good care of you and get you all set up. So I appreciate you being here, and I look forward to hearing more from you again in the future. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. So nice to see you again, too.
Good to see you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.